So we continue on in this sermon series about fairy tales, and today we're talking about gremlins and goblins and trolls. I like this parable about the weeds and the wheat, because so often when we come up against things that are difficult, we just want to get rid of it, right? We just want to move it out of our way and have it not be part of our lives. And Jesus says, no, it's not the time for you to pull up these weeds. Let the weeds grow in the field, and let's see what may come of the harvest. So just when everything in our lives seems like it's going along smoothly and we're headed toward that happily ever after, gremlins and goblins and trolls show up, and the bridge to our happiness has trolls standing in the way. There are planks falling out of the bridge, right? It looks so dangerous that we're afraid we might even lose our life if we try and cross over that bridge. I remember the day that I turned in my very last seminary paper. Okay, so it was May of 2006. I had spent 5.5 years studying in seminary, at the same time balancing my home life with 4 children in school. At the same time, I was appointed under the bishop to serve in a small local church. At the same time, I was married and had a husband who had his own business to deal with. So there was a whole lot that had gone on in my life in order for me to accomplish what it meant to move through a seminary education. So there I was, handing my last paper in to my very favorite professor. I was just so pleased to be ending on that note. I was thrilled that afternoon. It felt like I had finished running a marathon, and I've never run a marathon, but that's about as close as what it felt like. It was 4 o'clock on a Friday afternoon, and I was ready to go home to my family and celebrate. But about 2 hours later, I had the worst ache in my jaw. I could not even feel my whole face. It was just consumed by pain. And I got to my dentist after hours, and all they could do was offer me a pain prescription because my dentist was out of town. And they did tell me I could call a specialist over the weekend if I needed them, if the pain hadn't gone away. Well, the long and the short of that story is that I spent a weekend with my husband and I counting down the minutes until I could take the next pain pill. And I'm not a person that takes a lot of medication, but I was having so much pain from that tooth that weekend. After the weekend was over, my dentist pulled the tooth. It was a broken tooth. And if you've ever had a cracked tooth, you know that kind of pain that is. The pain was gone as soon as they pulled that tooth. But what was supposed to have been a joyful moment and a joyful weekend for my family had been robbed by the tooth gremlin and by his friend, the pain troll. You know what I'm talking about. You've had this stuff happen, right? Just when your car gets fixed, the washer machine breaks down. Just when you retire, the cancer needs to be treated. And it seems like trolls show up around every corner. Oh, my. It sounds like we've got a troll in here today, doesn't it? It's not you again, is it? You're always trying to trap me. You're always trying to keep me from where I need to go.
That's because it's easy to stop you. You say you have faith in this invisible God, but you sure don't act like it.
Well, can I let you in on something? The truth there is that the world is full of trolls. And we are just getting tired of having to deal with one after the other after the other. Just when we think we have one problem solved, another one comes along.
Did you ever stop to consider it? Maybe you are the problem?
What do you mean?
Well, instead of telling people they need to change their ways, maybe you need to change.
Look, I follow all the rules. I pray every day. I go to church on Sunday. I pay my taxes. You know, all the things the scriptures say to do.
Well, that's just it. There are plenty of us here who hear contradictions. You really love your neighbors? Well, some of you simply don't want me here at all. You see a label instead of a person. Labels like divorcee, unemployed, mentally ill, immigrant, addict. I bet some of you know something about those things.
Well, you know, there's some commandments that we need to live by to make our lives better.
Rules, rules, rules.
Why don't you go write a couple of your own commandments and then come back and we can talk about what you think is really important here.
Okay. And I want to tell me who's really needed to be happy here.
You see, just like that, it seems like everything is going along fine, and along comes a troll and interrupts the whole process. I guess that is life. I guess it's also why we need faith. Faith helps us to take the next step when we are unsure about what to do. Faith helps us to take the next step when we are troubled or in pain. Faith helps us to take the next step when relationships become difficult. Faith helps us to take the next step when we are unemployed, outcast, addicted, or victims of violence. Learning to handle conflict is something most people want to avoid, but it is the very thing that helps us to grow in faith. Although sometimes there are times that even in the church we learn things aren't entirely trustworthy. The world has spaces that are full of just beauty and wonder and amazingly loving and kind people. And there are places of deep cruelty in our world as well. Families can cause deep pain as well as great joy. The church can be an inspiring and a courageous church one moment, and then petty and ridiculous the next. God mixes in the good with the bad. And the master in this parable that we read this morning forbids weeding the field, not to weed the field. That the reality is that there will always be weeds, and pulling them can do more harm than good. When we deal with the annoyances, the troubling matters, it takes a lot of energy, and it requires a focus which brings us to prayer. The difficult things make us work harder at our faith. They enlarge our ability to see things from a different perspective and to experience new understandings. When we are down on our luck, as the expression goes, we learn how to get back up when we use our faith. There is a rising up, perhaps even a resurrection. So, many years later, we can look back and we can give thanks for the negative things that helped us to grow. The parable this morning reminds us that God is responsible for the harvest, and we are simply to live as obediently and as faithfully as possible. So here's the thing. Rather than escape our present circumstances, rather than ignore the gremlins and goblins and trolls, the faithful response is to reassure ourselves that everything we need is within our reach, that all is available through God's love and the grace of relationship we have with Jesus Christ. If the way that you escape the trolls is to push other people around and to grasp and control things, you've not found that because of Jesus, the secret to happiness is knowing that everything is okay just as it is. Our response to the trolls is not to run away. Our response to the trolls is to affirm their existence and to find a way to express our faithfulness, to find our way to bring God's love and light to that person, to that circumstance, to that situation. We are always learning to love like Christ, to have His heart and mind.
Are you
interrupting me again? Are you interrupting me?
Look at the way you treat me. Just because I'm a little different. You talk about love. But I'm just not feeling it here.
Well, I know. You know, showing love is difficult. Unless we're talking about children. Children seem to know how to love pretty easily, right?
I bet you don't know how to say one nice thing to someone who's different.
Oh, come on. How about it, congregation? Let's see if we can keep this troll from holding us back. Does anyone have anything nice to say to this troll? Can anyone pay him a compliment? Maybe send him out a verse from the Bible? Something? Let's take back our church. I think trolls are wonderful. They are a lot of fun. I know that God loves even the biggest trolls.
Well, thank you.
Watson wants the trolls to join the choir. Let's see if we can trap this troll inside the church where God's love is available for everyone.
I guess I've just been out of control.
Well, there is no way to get past God's love and grace.
Well,
I think you'll find, Troll, that there are a lot of people that can show you God's love here in this church.
Well, you taught me a lot today. Love you.
Okay, so now, who is the one who is trapped here in these circumstances? You see, we just can't get past God's love. There is nowhere that we can go that God's love escapes us. God's love is here. God's love is there. God's love is everywhere. Am I going to take back this for a minute? That's right. Has everyone had a turn? Are we? I don't think any one of us are going to be able to leave church today. So this is the goodness of God's kingdom, that life is transformed by God's love so that redemption is made clear for all. There is nowhere that we can get past God's love and grace. There is nowhere that we can't go that God's love and grace can't reach us. There is no situation or circumstance or person or relationship that cannot be redeemed by God's love. We are so blessed to be followers of Jesus Christ and to learn and grow in a kingdom where indeed everything belongs. Everything becomes a building block for the kingdom of God that is to be. We need to keep our foundation on Jesus Christ and let Jesus Christ be that plumb line for us. Let Jesus Christ be and His love be the thing that we build our life upon so that others can learn of that same love and grace. Let us pray. Holy God, we thank You this day for gremlins and goblins and trolls. We thank you for broken refrigerators. We thank you for difficult circumstances. We thank you for those times when we are pushed to our knees to pray to you for all the answers to our needs. We thank you for your Spirit, which helps us to take each faithful step. We thank you for the light and the love that you shine into every darkness. And we ask for your blessing upon us, that we might be strengthened in your love and grace today, that today we might come to know your power in new and meaningful ways in our lives, so that we can live with and address the weeds in our life and allow them to grow alongside the fruit that you are bearing in our lives even now. And may your harvest be the harvest that brings glory to God on high. Help us to stand firm and faithful this day and always by the power of your Holy Spirit. And all of God's people said, Amen.